Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tool in this in the chat where every Saturday morning we focus on local players, local athletes, local programs with a local perspective on hip hop and sports. Right now I have on the phone Avius Griffin, the boxer from Chattanooga, who will be taking his talents to South Beach when he takes on, how do you say his name, Gordana?
Cordana or something like that.
Yeah.
Cordana.
All we know is he's an op. That's all we know. We don't need to know his name. We just know
that's
that.
All we know.
That's all we need to know. And you're going to be taking him on in Miami, Florida, and that's coming up December 19th, streaming exclusively on Netflix, and this is on the Jake Paul Anthony Joshua card. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Got the workout number one, resting up a little bit, finna do workout number two in a few.
We're less than a month away from arguably the biggest fight of your career. How are we feeling going into this?
Oh, man, we feeling good, man. You know, just ready to get back on track, man, and you know, just to get back on track and be up under the lights again, man.
This is the biggest stage. No, you've done some pay-per-views, but this will be the first Netflix, right?
No, this would be the second.
Oh yeah, the
Netflix.
Second one, because
I think the last one was on Netflix too.
Yeah, that's right. Before that, it was the Danzin.
This one might be a bigger. A bigger stage. This one might be a bigger stage for sure. So, you know, we're just ready to, you know, fix all our mistakes and, you know, cross out whatever negative doubts or thoughts people may have. And you know how it go, man. When you win and everybody love you, you know how it go.
Yeah. Well, I just want you to know, everybody still loves you over here. It's all nothing but love. So really the only thing you got to worry about is just doing what you do. That's all you got to do is go in there and do what you do and be who you are. And then, you know, the book's going to continue to write itself, man.
Yeah, man, I've been locked in, man. I made a little change up this fight. I've been in Springfield, Massachusetts, man. I've been living in a firehouse, live upstairs, the gym downstairs, training two times a day. So, you know, we just been locked in.
How's Massachusetts? What's it like to you?
So I'm in Springfield, Massachusetts right now. It's just like a lot of Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and stuff like that. Everybody look like us, but they speak Spanish.
Yeah,
it's cold up here, of course. Cold and rain.
And so you say living at
like
the firehouse?
It's like a small little town. Yeah, I'm living at the firehouse. Yep.
Yeah, that's for up, man. All right, so you just, you know, focusing on the fight, just living it day in and day out. Like you said, you're about to go do the second workout. Been following you, of course, on Instagram and stuff, and I see all the work you've been putting in, going around all the different gyms and stuff, and getting all the fundamentals, and, you know, sticking to your fundamentals, but getting all your cardio up. So you're feeling real good about this coming December 19th then, right?
Yes, sir, man. You know, we're going to get in here, man. We're going to do what we do best. You know, we're going to stick to the game plan. Me and my coach, we got a game plan, and I've been working on some new tools and things like that. I'm just ready to showcase the new things that coach have been starting to me and what I've been learning and drilling. And, you know, we're going to come out with the victory. Have it come, knockout, unanimous decision, but we will be walking away with the victory.
Well, that's what's up, man. I like to hear you focused and ready to show your talents, man. Everybody's proud of you. Like I said, everybody here, team Avius Griffin, we can't wait to see this fight. We're definitely going to be tuned in and streaming. I heard some of your offseason or some of the time in between the last fight, you've been working on some of your other talents, and that's some you've been making some music out here?
Yeah, man. We've been, we've been venting a little bit on the microphone, man. You know, we grew up on music. Music is a big influence in our culture and things like that. And, I get on there a little bit and vent a little bit, you know.
Well, you know, because I know because I've heard some of it, but I just wanted to play around that like I ain't heard.
Shout out to Power 94, man. Y'all tune in. Make sure y'all hear that. What you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
Featuring the Wizard and Peasy, man. Got my homies on there. I really started rapping just to like kind of motivate my homie, man. My homie really, he more of a rapper. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it's just hard to step out your skin and be uncomfortable. So I just was just trying to do it with him until he got comfortable. And I think I got him comfortable now. And man. So I'm just kind of like, you know, rapping a little bit and playing a bit. And part of it a little bit, but I'm just connecting him and pushing him, and just, you know, I got my profession already, so you know, I do what I do, I fight, and I'm just trying to get my friends just to you know, to step out their comfort zone and just try to reach their full potential, you know.
Yeah, again, that's you showing that you're not scared of anything and stepping in there doing something that you might not have been comfortable with, just to show people, hey, you can do this too. Besides that, being a good father too, I see you always dropping in on the young champ and checking him out and helping him out, make sure you got everything you need. So salute to you being a good,
for sure, man. You know, it's kind of hard being a little away dad, but you know, it just come with the sacrifice. So every chance I get, I try to come up in town and pop up and surprise them and, you know, show them love and spend time with them and things of that nature and just talk to them.
All right, man. Well, we want you to stay focused, so we'll get back to talk about the fight. But again, that's coming up. Tell us when it is again.
December 19th, man. We at Miami Heat Stadium in South Beach, Miami, Florida, you know, on the biggest card in boxing. And we under the best promoter in boxing, Jake Paul. You know, it's the kid that did represent Chattanooga, Tennessee, man. man. You know, we ain't never had nobody on Netflix that I know of. And, you know, I'm just happy to carry the torch, man, and motivate and inspire others all throughout the city, man, to just never give up and keep striving for whatever you want to do in life, man. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to be a vessel of God and just inspire and motivate on the biggest stage in boxing.
Hey, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. And we look forward again to December 19th. That's Friday, December 19th, 8 p.m. Netflix. Avious Griffin taking on the op Gardona, whatever his name is. It's KO in two.
You know, even
now,
scraping up.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, Paul Nana Pole, number one radio station in the world. Shout out to Big Tula, man, the main man behind the microphone. And all love to y'all, man. Thanks for the city support. Thank you for your support.